la radio de tout le monde.
Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse de vous retrouver pour cette 22e leçon d'anglais English USA. Cette fois-ci, nous allons entendre Martin Lerner qui parle avec sa famille au téléphone. Il sera question de différentes activités exprimées au présent ou au passé. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Essayons un peu le téléphone avant Martin. Tout d'abord, vous allez dire « Hello ». « Hello, how are you ?» « This is Michelle. » « Hello. How are you ?»« This is Michelle. » C'est Michel. Vous vous présentez.
Hello?
Hello, Eileen.
Martin, hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Okay. What are you doing?
We're eating.
Can you talk now?
Oh, sure. Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Wonderful. What are you doing?
I'm watching television.
Did you go to the baseball game?
I went to the baseball game on Sunday afternoon.
Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I talked to some players. It was very interesting. I recorded some players.
Are you writing your story?
I wrote it on Monday. May I speak to the children?
Of course. Just a minute. Alan, it's your father.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Alan. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing? What did you do on Sunday? Did you go to the movies?
No, we didn't go. I didn't have any money.
What did you do?
We watched television.
What did you do on Monday?
I worked.
Did you go swimming?
Yes, we went swimming in the evening.
Who went swimming?
I went with my friends.
Did Sue go swimming?
No, she didn't.
What did you do today?
I worked in the morning.
Do you like your work?
It's okay.
What are you doing now?
We're eating.
May I talk to Sue?
Sure. Sue, Dad wants to talk to you. Bye, Dad.
Goodbye. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Fine.
What are you doing?
We're eating.
What are you eating?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Let's see. Green beans.
That's all?
No. We have meat and potatoes. We had pizza last night.
And you were very happy.
Yes. I love pizza.
Les questions à propos d'une activité passée commencent en anglais par « did ». Tout comme pour le présent, on commence par « do ». « Do you speak English ?»« Did ». Écoutez bien les questions et les réponses.
« Did you go to the baseball game ?»«
Yes, I did. »«
Did you talk to the players ?»«
Yes, I did. »« Did you go to the movies ?»«
No, I didn't. »
Did you go swimming?
Yes, I did.
Pouvez-vous répondre à ces questions par oui, yes, I did, ou par non, no, I didn't? Essayez. Tout d'abord, movies, c'est le cinéma. Swimming, nager. Et work, bien sûr, le travail. Écoutez bien les questions et répondez aussi bien que possible par yes, I did, no, I didn't.
Did you go to the movies on Sunday? Did you go swimming? Did you work on Monday? Sue, may I speak to your mother?
Okay. Bye, Daddy.
Goodbye.
Hi.
What did you do on Monday?
I worked.
I went to the movies last night.
Did you go to the museum?
No, I didn't. Are you going to meet me at the airport on Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Parlons au téléphone. Le téléphone est très courant aux États-Unis. Les gens ne peuvent plus rien faire sans téléphone. Hello. How are you? This is Michelle. Répétez après moi en utilisant votre propre nom. This is Michelle. How is your mother? How is your father? How is your family? How are your children? Ou, si vous voulez parler à une personne en particulier, may I speak to your mother? May I speak to your father? May I speak to John? May I speak to Sue? Pourrais-je parler à cette personne? May I speak to John? Autre question typique, si vous êtes en train d'appeler une famille ou une personne que vous connaissez très bien et vous êtes loin de chez vous, vous voulez savoir ce qu'ils font. What are you doing? What are you doing? Réponse possible. I'm eating. Je mange. I'm reading. Je lis. I'm watching television. Je regarde la télévision. I'm writing a story. J'écris une histoire. What are you doing? I'm eating. I'm reading. I'm watching television. I'm writing a story. Question au passé. À propos d'activité. Did you go to the game? Est-ce que vous êtes allé voir le match? Did you go to the game? Did you go to the movies? Êtes-vous allé au cinéma? Did you go to the movies? Did you go to work on Monday? Êtes-vous allé au travail lundi? Did you go to work on Monday? Did you go to the museum? Êtes-vous allé au musée? Did you go to the museum? Did you go to the market this morning? Did you go to the market this morning? Êtes-vous allé au marché ce matin? Petit aperçu du futur. I'm going to. Si vous parlez de vous-même. I'm going to. Continuons de former la phrase. I'm going to study. Je vais étudier. I'm going to ask a question. Je vais vous demander une question. I'm going to call you on the telephone. I'm going to eat dinner. Futur très proche. I'm going to eat dinner. I'm going to see the game. Je vais voir le match. I'm going to come home tomorrow. Je vais rentrer demain. Donc futur, going to. I'm going to come tomorrow. I'm going to eat dinner. I'm going to see the game. I'm going to call you on the telephone. De nouveau téléphone. Hello. This is Michelle. How are you? May I speak to your mother? How is your father? How are your children? What are you doing? I'm eating. I'm reading. I'm watching television. I'm writing a story. Écoutez la 22e leçon de English USA, première partie. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver pour la deuxième partie. Vous apprendrez à répondre à des questions sur vos activités passées et à vous familiariser avec le futur. I'm going to. English USA vous parvient en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner au téléphone, on the phone. Il parle avec ses parents, il leur dit ce qu'il a fait à Boston et il leur demande ce qu'ils ont fait chez eux. Promenons-nous dans le temps. Pensez simplement pour le passé à hier, pour le présent à aujourd'hui et pour le futur à demain. Hier. I worked in the garden. I worked in the garden. J'ai travaillé dans le jardin. Ça, c'est pour hier. I worked in the garden. Aujourd'hui. I'm working in the garden. Demain. I'm going to work in the garden.
Hello.
Hello, Mother.
Martin, this is a nice surprise.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How is Father?
He's fine.
Is he there?
Yes. How is Eileen?
She's fine.
How are the children?
They're fine.
May I talk to them?
No, I'm not at home.
Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm writing a story about baseball.
That's very nice. Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I did. What are you doing?
We're painting the house.
Who is painting?
Your father is painting outside. I'm painting inside.
Can you do that?
Yes, it's a small house.
But you're not young.
Your brother Philip is coming on Saturday. He's going to help.
That's good. Did you go to the park last week?
No, we didn't. It's too expensive. We worked in the garden.
I phoned on Saturday. Where were you?
We went shopping.
What did you buy?
We bought paint.
May I talk to Father?
Yes, here he is.
Hello, Martin.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. Are you coming to visit?
No, I'm working.
Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm writing a story about baseball.
Boston? I like Chicago.
I know. Did you see the baseball game on Saturday?
Yes, I watched the game on television.
Did you like the game?
No.
Pouvez-vous répondre à ces questions au passé? Encore la même chose. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. Écoutez bien ces questions. Did you watch television? Est-ce que vous avez regardé la télévision? Did you see the game? Est-ce que vous avez vu le match? Did you buy clothes? Est-ce que vous avez acheté des habits? Did you see your family? Est-ce que vous avez vu votre famille? Did you go to the movies? Est-ce que vous avez été au cinéma? À votre tour maintenant, répondez aux questions.
Did you watch television? Did you see the game? Did you buy clothes? Did you see your family? Did you go to the movies? Martin, how are the children?
They're fine.
How is Eileen?
She's fine. How is Philip?
He's okay. He's coming on Saturday. We're going to paint.
Are you painting?
Yes, I am.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can. I'm fine. Philip's going to help. Did you go to California?
No, I didn't.
Did you go to Nebraska?
No, I didn't. I went to Iowa.
You went to Iowa but didn't come to Chicago?
I came to the airport. I was going to Iowa.
You didn't phone?
No, I didn't.
Excuse me, your mother wants to talk. Here she is. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Father.
Martin, tell Eileen to phone.
You can phone her.
Is she working?
Of course. She doesn't work in the evening. You can phone in the evening.
Okay. Can I phone this evening?
Sure.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Vous avez entendu quelques conversations au téléphone. Vous avez entendu des réponses au présent et au passé. Nous continuerons à nous familiariser avec ces verbes au temps passé. À la prochaine fois. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
Vous écoutez VOA Afrique.
Feel the magic in the air. Levez les mains en l'air. Allez, allez, allez. Feel the magic in the air. Levez les mains en l'air. Allez, allez, allez.
Feel the magic in the air.
Magic System. Red One. Chanky.
Rejoins-nous pour t'enjailler.
On t'invite à la magie. Y a pas...
VOA Afrique, dites-le à un ami.
Petit kid dans ça, il y a longtemps tu cherches à me faire tomber. Mais comme l'éternel est ma lumière, je ne resterai jamais dans l'ombre. Ce n'est pas compliqué, il suffit de barabara travailler et de confier tout ce que tu fais à Dieu qui bénit. De toutes les façons, personne n'est parfait sur cette terre. Respect à tous mes fans, vous qui m'aimez sincèrement, ça me suffit. Le reste, je m'en fous.
Autorité Jean-Jacques Fouda.
Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
musique et infos pour chacun, VOA Afrique.